Welcome to Collaborating, the podcast series of the Collaborative for Business Development. Welcome back to Collaborating, the podcast that focuses on all things revenue, best and next practices in sales, marketing, and eliminating organizational obstacles to success. Ever been taken completely by surprise by a client or prospect? Or been unable to close a sale because you just couldn't get through to them? Today, prospects are being bombarded by so many salespeople, all using the latest selling techniques and technology to try to connect with and engage them to persuade to buy. However, one of the most fundamental ways to connect with prospects is often overlooked by salespeople: understanding behavior styles and adapting one's selling and communication approach for it. I've seen many sales training courses named Understanding the Mind of the Buyer or some such. But we here at the Collaborative contend that the foundation of any training like that has as its foundation, and must begin with, understanding behavior style. Behavior style is the foundation for understanding communication style, which is the key to developing profitable long-term relationships. Now, in the past two podcasts, episodes 10 and 11, you learned all about behavior style, DISC for dominance, influence, steadiness, and compliance, and PIAV, personal interest, attitudes, or values, or as it's now known, motivators, from two experts, my colleague Bev Flaxington and Jennifer Copley. Jen gave some great examples of applying this in selling, and in this episode, we'll take an even deeper dive into why learning about behavior style is crucial to selling success. Many sales and client service people have excellent selling skills, but have difficulty in relationships with prospects and clients, and they don't really know why. Something just doesn't feel right, but they're not sure how to diagnose the problem or modify their behavior for greater success. Oftentimes, it's not selling technique, in other words, the questions they ask, managing the sales cycle, negotiating skills, but rather a lack of understanding one's own behavior style and motivators, and knowing that behavioral differences can cause significant communication difficulties that hamstring a sale or relations with clients. With behavioral selling knowledge, however, we identify our own behavior style, and by knowing this science and all the nuances around it, can learn the styles of buyers and influencers. Then, we can adapt our behavioral style to increase the probability of true connection with prospects and for developing long-term relationships, even with people very different from ourselves. For salespeople, this leads to an increased ability to close more business with new and existing prospects and clients. For client service folks, this means the ability to manage a long-term relationship even when there's no real click of personalities. You've heard that people buy from people they like. Research conducted first in 1984 and validated again every year has proven three things. Number one, people buy from salespeople with similar behavioral styles to their own. Number two, salespeople tend to sell to people with behavioral styles similar to theirs. And number three, if salespeople adapt their behavioral style to that of the prospect, sales increase. Ask yourself these questions. Have you ever met a salesperson you really didn't like? Did you buy from that person? And if not, why not? How do you like to be sold? Or think of a selling situation where you knew it made sense for the prospect to buy, but you just didn't feel a real connection, and the sale ultimately went south. It's very likely that their behavior style and the resulting communication style were at the root of their not buying. Think about the classic used car salesman. 72% of the people that a used car salesman is selling to are typically not like him. What do I mean by that? Well, typically a used car salesman, as a lot of salespeople, are very high I. Their core behavior style is influencing the I. And most people that come into the showroom are not core I, as I'll get to in just a minute. So in fact, that used car salesman and the prospect are like two ships passing in the night. And we'll venture to guess that a lot of the pejoratives around used car salesmen come from this basic behavioral style communication disconnect. But I'll come back to that in just a minute. Let's take a look at the four styles: dominance, influencing, steadiness, and compliance, DISC, some characteristics of each, and how you'd approach them. We'll look at how an aware salesperson should communicate with each style. And again, keep in mind, the aware salesperson knows his or her own style first and foremost in order to be able to adapt. So, the high D person, hard driver, looking for new and unique products. They're very results-focused. They like to make quick decisions. They're quick to task. The high-influencing person is showy and looks for showy and flashy products, is very intrigued by that. It's a focus on the experience, the fun, and they like to make quick decisions. The high-steadiness person tends more to go towards traditional products. They're looking for trust. They're very hopeful that they can build a trustful relationship. They're slow to task. Slow decision-making is a hallmark of the high S. And then finally, the C for compliance. They're looking for proven, time-tested products. They look for information. They want a lot of information before making a decision. They're very hard to sell to because they're just going to keep asking you for more and more information. Very slow decision-making is a hallmark of the high C. Now, I'm not going to dissect each of the four core styles in how you'd sell to them, but let's just take one example. I'll take the first one, a high D, someone who has a dominance high D as their core style. These are folks who are very hard drivers. They are results-driven. They're needs-driven behavior. That is what they need to act out, so to speak, in their behavior, is to challenge. Their conflict response is to fight, and the stress reliever for a high D, core D person, is physical activity. They like their workout. And, no surprise, their expectations of others is very high. Descriptors for them include bold, pioneering, argumentative or direct, competitive, and risk-taking. Now, to further complicate things, or, if you master the language of DISC and motivators, further improve your chances, is to realize that not only does everyone have a core style, but each core style has four communication factors that you must master. These are, number one, tone of voice. Number two, pace of speech and action. Three, the words used. And four, body language. How can you tell when you're dealing with a high D? Key on the communication factors for instant clues. Tone of voice, strong, clear, confident, direct. Pace of speech and action, fast speech and fast action toward results. Words used, win, results, lead the field, be the best or first. Challenge, bottom line, benefits, fast, immediate, now, today, new and unique. Body language, you'll feel the fast pace, the fast movement, and orientation towards task versus people warmth. So with most core D's, you'll want to keep your distance, lean slightly forward, use direct eye contact, have a strong handshake, talk with your hands using linear motions, that is, not big circles, flowery type of motions, but direct to the point, as if you're pointing. So, now that you've ID'd Mr. Jones as a high D, you must calibrate your own natural style for communicating with him. If you're, say, a high I, as many good salespeople are, you need to make sure that you don't talk too much, keep your questions relatively short, stay direct, focused, on point with those questions and with the conversation generally. Stay away from jokes and small talk. Check your agenda with him or her and how much time you have. And if he's the main buyer in a group, when you're doing a group presentation, certainly don't make a presentation to him, as Jen discussed in our last podcast, with a 60-slide PowerPoint deck. You will tick him off straight away. You might recognize the high D by saying, "You're a busy person, so I want this to be a productive meeting. This is what I was thinking. Lay it all out, let them respond, and give you guidance. Now, altogether, you have a 4x4 matrix of core style and communication factors. Is it possible, you ask, to prioritize all this information and thus improve your odds of knowing what you're dealing with and how you can best communicate with each style? The answer is yes. You still need to listen and observe carefully in any given situation. But behavior style research shows the following style breakdown in our population. 18% of the U.S. population is core D. 28% of the U.S. population is core I. 40% of the population is core S. And 14% is core C. So back to that used car salesman example. He is one of the 28%, and 72% generally are not like him. So he needs to be aware that almost 3 out of 4 people that come into the showroom are not going to be core I's like he or she is. Now, you can play these odds in knowing style. Almost 1/2 the time, then, you'll encounter a core S, more than twice as much as the core D that I just discussed. And if you recall the key data from communication research in mind, you can play the odds with the communication factors too. And here's what I mean. So here's a quick quiz of these different characteristics: body language, tone of voice, and words or content. Which do you think is the most important, the most impactful in communication? 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Okay, time's up. Many people think, when we ask this question in seminars, that words and content is number one. In fact, words and content are only 7% of our communication. Body language is number one by far at 55%, and tone of voice is 38%. Now, we're often asked, well, isn't it disingenuous to change the way you communicate? Well, no, you're not changing who you are or your values. You're being a more empathetic listener or interlocutor, to use that wonderful old word. And by so doing, you're fostering a better communication runway for your prospect. Getting trained, becoming very knowledgeable in behavior style does give you, as a salesperson, the unfair advantage. Very few sales execs that we know of are educated in this science, and as a result, they leave a lot of their selling advantage on the table. Our advice: learn behavior style, yours first, and then how to identify it in others, and you too will develop the unfair selling advantage. Next time, I'll discuss more unfair advantage you can gain by understanding the motivators or values of your prospects. But until then, keep on collaborating.